Officials at the Springfield Museum say they have authenticated an artifact in the permanent collection as a mid-19th century Tlingit helmet that likely belonged to a warrior for a tribe of the indigenous peoples in southeast Alaska. There are fewer than 100 Tlingit war helmets known to be in existence.
It is one of the most thrilling moments for a curatorial person to find something like this, and it has started quite a whirlwind of activity for us.
Springfield Science Museum Director David Steer, who has worked on museum collections for almost 30 years, described the discovery as the find of a lifetime.
This is just the most amazing find in my lifetime here at the museum.
The helmet, ornately carved from a single piece of dense wood with the head of a bird of prey on top, had been carefully stored out of public view since it came into the museum's possession around 1899. How the artifact came into the museum's possession is unknown.
There were things that were just given by benefactors who might have been traveling all over the world. This apparently was one of those things. We don't know who gave it to us. We know that it was cataloged right around 1900. So it's been in the collections since then.
The helmet was listed in the museum records as an Aleutian hat. The label became suspect to the museum's staff as they began to prepare a new display about the native peoples of the Northwest Pacific coast of North America. The Science Museum's curator of anthropology, Ellen Savulis, contacted a colleague at the Alaska State Museum who identified the Tlingit helmet.
We know that the carved bird represents the lineage of the warrior who would have worn the helmet. It dates sometime between, say, 1800 and 1850, but that's about all the information that we have.
The helmet would have been part of the body armor made of wood and leather worn by Tlingit warriors up until the time firearms were imported into the region in the mid-1800s. It then would have been relegated to ceremonial purposes. Steer said he expects the helmet will attract a lot of attention from researchers and perhaps from the Tlingit tribes, given the unknown ownership. He said the Springfield Museums strictly adhere to the federal Native American Grave Protection and Repatriation Act.
We will do whatever is the right thing. Naturally, we would love to be able to keep and safeguard the helmet here in our collections.
The helmet will go on display at the museums in a specially designed enclosure on December 26th. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.